Earlier this month, supporters gathered in front of Bangkok's Remand prison, calling for the release of protesters jailed for royal defamation or Article 112. Two of those had been the only participants of a protest which resulted in them being held without bail.
Thai government can get their act together. The government and monarchy are reaping all the benefits.
At the protest in front of the headquarters of the pharmaceutical firm owned by Thailand's king, Siam Bioscience, the two protesters questioned the government's move to award and fund its local AstraZeneca vaccine production solely to the firm, the backbone of Thailand's COVID-19 response.
When opposition MPs asked for greater transparency, the government released a copy of the contract between AstraZeneca and Siam Bioscience. But critical sections of the contract were blacked out, like the budget, the schedule for vaccine distribution, and numbers of shots.
A leading opposition figure also charged with royal defamation for criticizing the Siam Bioscience deal was officially read his charge last week.
I was questioning the spirit of this deal, that whether it's beneficial to the monarchy, because if there is any failure in the production, then the people will question the king as the ultimate owner of the company.
And he said the government's hands are tied. It can't pursue legal action against Siam Bioscience with the king as the firm's head. In responding to a question from Al Jazeera regarding the jailing of peaceful activists for protesting outside Siam Bioscience's headquarters, AstraZeneca declined to comment. Tenatorn sees the government's crackdown on public outcry about the deal to be a low point for the country, saying there are more royal defamation cases now than ever before.
I think this is the dark age of freedom in Thailand.
One royalist group pushed for the charges against the two young protesters, saying they're focused on the wrong issue.
I think the conflict of interest is not the issue that we should focus on. We have to focus on the current crisis, not the fact that the company will have the patent and right to produce more vaccine in the future.
So while governments and leaders around the world are working on ways to move on from the pandemic, adopting a policy of transparency about COVID-19, Thailand's government appears to be focused on putting people in prison who are asking for that same openness. Scott Heidler, Al Jazeera, Bangkok.